This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Welcome to the Roma Press Podcast with Jun Solano and Andy Mattioli.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Roma Press Podcast. We hope you are all doing very, very well today. Very quickly, a thank you to our newest patrons over at Patreon, Nick Mastro and Sebastian Guerrero. Thank you both for your support. And of course, thank you to all of our other wonderful patrons who make this possible and allow us, Andy, to lament or potentially lament Roma likely missing out. And this is where we are going to start, because it literally happened just moments ago as we were talking. Sky Sport reporting Davide Fratesi closing in on a move to Inter. What do you think? I know we already touched upon this last week. You said you wouldn't be too bothered. Is that still the case? You won't be too bothered. Now, Sky Sport is not giving figures beyond the fact that it is a deal that is probably going to close within the next 24 to 48 hours.
Loan with obligation.
Yes, loan with obligation.
And the inclusion of a youngster.
Yes. Now, what they are saying, loan with obligation, 25 million plus another player that will be inserted into the deal.
Worth 8 million, yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So I would assume then, well, not assume, it will be the case that by inserting a player, which I suppose bravo to Beppe Marotta, Roma, they will net somewhere between 8 to 9 million euro for Fratesi. When I see that figure, I have to tell you, I am a bit annoyed, because I do think that is a very, at that level. Now, granted, the entire operation, 33 million euro in total, that does get under my skin a bit, because I think you have been pursuing this guy for so long. If it's just a dance between a few million euros, I think you should go for it. So to see them get this guy for a midfielder and a player that, by the way, Roma, let's be very clear and let's just do a very brief background on this. They came close to getting him last summer. So this is a guy that they have been pursuing, Andy, for well over 1 year. And if we are being quite frank, I mean, they have been tracking him ever since he left Roma for Sassuolo, and they did come close last summer, despite what Carnevali has to say. And by the way, we used to joke on here how the agent of Jordan Veretout would give interviews every other week, every other day, it seemed like. And you mentioned this in the previous episode as well, and I just want to reiterate it. I am so sick of Carnevali.
I'm running out of pictures to use for the articles. It seems like I
same 4 to 6 imaging service we have.
I'm so tired. I'm tired, boss. I'm tired. I'm tired. And I'm tired of this whole You know, in a way, I'm happy that this saga comes to an end, even with Frattesi going to Inter. You know, he's a really good player. I would have liked to have him on the team. But I feel like at some point you have to call it quits and come to the conclusion that it just wasn't meant to be, you know, because this was getting ridiculous. This was getting, quite frankly, laughable to the point that earlier this morning, Sky Sport themselves clearly on a Giovanni Carnevali note, they even came up with the news that Milan are setting up a meeting for Frattesi. So, you know, it's, to me, that already tells you all you need to know. This was who can be more annoying about this guy? Who can be, you know, who can give him the most ridiculous offer? And I'm even surprised that this is the offer that is going to win it. You know, if it's 33, including the Mulattieri, who played in the Serie B last season, valued at 8 million.
Yeah, the ballsy valuation, by the way, after Juve, and we know certain bodies within the Italian bureaucracy are coming down on inflated transfer values. That 8 million is a pretty generous 8 million, by the way.
Yeah, and crying about the 7.5 million for Volpato, who scored goals in Serie A, who's been there, done that. To me, if this is the final, like the final fees that Carnevale is going to earn, then he's a bigger clown than I even thought he was, and that's saying something, because then you messed up. There is something he messed up. Second of all, it's a shame he's not coming. It's a shame that he chooses Inter. I'm gonna go off and play Champions League football. Take Marcelo Brozovic's place, whatever. Great. But it's not the end of the world. There's plenty of fish in the sea who play that same position. Like there's plenty. It's not even, this is not even a matter of, oh, can Roma, you know, what can Roma can do? This should not be an emergency situation. This should not be a situation. Like, I'm already seeing all our patrons, like right now as we record, freak out over this, going, well, what's going to happen? You know, is Pinto going to mess up again? And to me, like, this is the least worried you should be during this transfer window, because for this particular position, there is plenty of options out there. The club have been monitoring plenty of options out there. This is not a disaster that is taking place 2 days away from the deadline and you have to come up with something. You know, like there, I understand there is some, but this has been a long time coming. If you're Roma and you have been trying to get Frattesi, who's been talked up so much by the media, by Carnevale, you have Inter, possibly Milan, possibly Juventus also invested in this race, then you have to know that there is the risk of missing out on him. Like, that's how it works. This is, you know, that's part of the sport. You are interested in a player. Other teams are interested in the player. It's a race for him. So you have to also consider other alternatives, other plans. You have to have a plan B, plan C, plan D. And I'm pretty sure that in this particular position, it's not like, this guy is the greatest in the world and without him, you cannot play football. No, this is a very good player, has shown great promise, has shown great improvement over the last 2 years in Serie A. But you can play football without him, and you can find guys that do similar things to him, either the same way or even better.
That's a great point. Now, I didn't have this perspective, I would say, because I, over the last 24 hours, I thought once the deal for Brozovic out of Inter, I thought once that got finalized, I didn't have this sensation that Roma would inevitably close for him. I felt much different 3 to 4 days ago, but that really changed once, because it did look like for Brozovic, the deal might jump. So at that point I thought, okay, well, if that jumps, they're not going to be able to do it. But I've been growing pessimistic that this will get done. But anyway, I do think, and this was something that one of our colleagues from another that writes for one of the Italian websites shared with me, but I do think Frattesi, and this is going to sound like sour grapes, of course, so be forewarned, I'm going to sound like a hypocrite. I do think he benefited, Andy, from really the lack of overall talent within that Sassuolo squad in terms of output, in terms of data. I mean, that Sassuolo team this past season, in my opinion, not very good, particularly in the attacking department. Berardi, he missed some time. I do think him having the bulk of the responsibility to create actions, to carry the midfield along with Maxime Lopez, I do think he benefited from that. Now, again, I understand it sounds like sour grapes, but I did want him at Roma. I think he would have filled a really nicely a piece within the midfield, because he is, as we all know, the classic mezzala, a guy who can play multiple in multiple formations. He can play with three at the back. He can play the 4-3-3. And I think beyond Cristante, I do think there is a lack of a true player who can come into the midfield and play that mezzala role. Now, as you said, this is, if this is the thing bothering every, and I'm looking at our chat right now, you would think that Roma just lost out on young Messi or something.
Calm down, my goodness.
I mean, it does suck, but whew, I mean, there are so many. That's the thing about Serie A. Now, in this particular position, mezzala, I have a long-standing rule when it comes to the transfer market, when it comes to Serie A in particular. When it comes to two positions, goalkeeper, mezzala, those are the two positions in this league that are so bountiful. You can find value in just about every single team, 1 through 20, that you can get that is relatively effective and is worthy of the shirt of Roma. Now, who that name is going to be, we have to wait and see. I am curious to see if Thiago Pinto tries to reignite in the next hours. I doubt it. I really doubt it.
I don't know.
I have a suspicion.
If I'm Pinto, I'm telling Carnevale. I'm calling Carnevale right now, and I'm saying, show me the money.
Right. Well,
show me the money.
Right, but I have to laugh because if we remember, over the last 3 months or so, when Carnevale would speak of Frattesi, do you remember how many times he mentioned interest from the Premier League? Interest from the Premier League, biggest clubs,
and his preferred destination is England, and that's first and foremost. And we're gonna try and make the player happy, but England, that's the point. That's the whole machine behind it. Even Frattesi himself, he bought into the hype. He went from being a quiet little guy hoping to make his dream come true and play for Roma. Like last year, you couldn't tell anything about it. Like you didn't know anything about Frattesi. He didn't even give a single interview during that whole process of getting close to Roma. Once that move collapsed and he went into like a completely depressive episode and he refused to play for Sassuolo in the opening days of preseason, and then, you know, he basically forced himself to go out there and play. Since that moment, he's probably given like 10 different interviews saying basically the same exact things. The media are just amping up. They take that and they blow it out of proportion, and they basically build these good players. They take them and they build them into these, you know, into these inflated versions of greater players. And the problem is that then most of the time they can't even deliver on that promise, you know, like, you know, Verratti in my case is the classic example of a good player that, because of the media, because of everything that, oh, look at him, he's playing outside of Italy, he's got to be the greatest midfielder in the history of sports, it doesn't work out that way, you know? And the same with Frattesi. When you look at how Carnevale builds him up, how the media build him up, it can't help. It can't be helpful. So for me, it's the final price tag, and all these discussions have been ridiculous because they haven't been really centered around the player. They have been centered around the discourse of the player. It's not you. This race for Fratesi is not a race for the player himself. It's a race between the teams. It's not even about Fratesi. It's about Inter. It's about Roma. It's about Milan. And the whole narrative, even today, this morning, Milan are scheduling a meeting for Fratesi. And now you get to say, well, Inter now were his preferred choice. So when Milan, you know, Milan were unhappy. They're like, I'm reading right now, all this narrative is being like laid out in front of my eyes right now. Milan met with Sassuolo earlier today briefly just to hear the confirmation that the player has given his preference to Inter and has reached an agreement with Inter. This is ridiculous, you know? Like, this stuff gets told like a movie screenplay, and it just doesn't work that way. It's so annoying. It's so annoying because I'm thinking, I'm reading Glengarry Glen Ross here, you know, and I'm just looking, and it's a fucking negotiations for Davide Fratesi. Who cares, you know? This is a guy who played for Sassuolo for 2 years. This is not Andres Iniesta in 2010. This is Davide Fratesi in 2023. Good player. He's going to do wonders for Simone Inzaghi, I'm sure. But can you live without him? Can you play football without him? Yes. You know, that's...
Right.
Like, yes. It's not, you know, this is not Francesco Totti in his prime. And you're like, missing out on Francesco. Who are we going to choose, you know? And you look around and you have Alessio Cerci or something. No, this is Davide Fratesi. Are there players that are as good as him? Yes. The world is big. There's plenty of footballers around. And I'm pretty sure that Roma have somebody in mind. You cannot possibly, basically, you know, rely upon Carnevale's word, which is meaningless. This guy, I mean, this guy, if I was his wife, when he comes home, and he tells me, hey, honey, I love you. You're the love of my life. I'm getting out of there. I know he's got 2-3 mistresses on the side, you know, like that's, he's probably, his word is worthless. If I'm Pinto, when I go meet this guy, I bring 3 bodyguards with me, you know, because this guy is capable of anything. It's ridiculous. I'm, you know, it's a great thing to write for the website and everything, but there's one, like, this is him. He's become one of the most persona non grata for the website. It's like, whenever I see that he's got something to say, I'm like, oh, Christ, you know, like, here we go again.
I mean, again, he reminds me of Giuffre, speaking of Veretout, the guy, oh, well, Milan were interested. Juve wanted him too. And it's like, okay, man, we get it. Parallel to when Totti would talk about Real Madrid, how many times he turned them down. I don't know if people...
He turned down Real Madrid? What you're saying to me? Jesus.
It got to the point with those interviews where it's like, how often do you want to beat me over the head with that? Okay, I understand. You know, do you need to remind me? It would be akin to like your wife saying, you know, I could have been with someone so much more handsome than you. And you hear that day after day. It's like, well, thanks. You really make me feel better about myself. I mean, goodness gracious. Grazie mille. I mean, come on. Enough is enough. But yeah, listen, I would say that probably the reason why, at least for me and perhaps for others as well, why this feels perhaps more of a blow than if this were any other player, I think it's twofold. Obviously, the fact this guy is Romanista, was at the club before, the fact of being able to bring him back, there was always that portion to it. That is one of those narratives that me, myself, I don't necessarily buy into it because I can't tell you how many times I heard that of Alessandro Florenzi and I wanted to hurl myself off of a 10-story building. When that was one of the talking points when discussing him, because that should have no bearing whatsoever on whether we discuss whether a guy is, worthy of a first choice place or even a place within the team. I find that to be nonsensical. But I would say my opinion, the biggest factor is you have been chasing this guy for so long, and it feels like to come up empty at the end of that journey after chasing him for well over one full year. It is a bit deflating in that respect. Now, if that is the only area in which we are lamenting, then I think we we really have not much to say here. I would say that we are doing fairly well then, in if that is the case, you know. So I would say probably that is what is bothering Mulse. But based on the patron group chat, there's a lot more going on that perhaps I did not consider, or way more that people are bothered by.
I think it's just rumor mill, you know, that you know, when you're constantly exposed to this change of narrative, like somebody even made a meme out of it, you know, by 7 o'clock in the morning, Fratesi is the next Roma midfielder. By 12 o'clock in the afternoon, he's at Juve. By 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he's at Milan. By 6 o'clock in the evening, he's at Inter. And, it, you know, rinse and repeat, because that's how the story gets told. After some time, it gets to you. You know, if you follow these things with a keen eye, it gets to you, because it's ridiculous. It gets really tiring. Even writing is just tiring, because I'm like, oh, shit, here we go again. What this time? You know, what else? What else is new? Like, how many times do you want to spin this story? And the story of Fratesi has been spun so many times during the season. I mean, this guy was giving interviews throughout the season about his move in the summer. Carnevali doing the exact same thing. Questions were asked of club directors and managers. Do you like Fratesi? Do you envision him in your midfield? Do you want to do this? Do you want to do that with Fratesi in the summer? Give it a break, you know. Give it a break. Right. There is a million other players in the league itself, in Serie A. There is a million other players outside. There is a world beyond Fratesi. The problem is that, you know, once you start following these stories, you just focus on that one thing. And once that thing is taken off the table, and they tell you, well, you know, Marotta is going to get him for 25 plus 8 million with a player that never played in Serie A, you're like, well, what the hell? You know, that doesn't sit right with me. But I just want to reiterate, for Roma, there is that 30% song clause. There is that mindset of give me the money, show me the money, show me the money. Carnevali, you better show me the money. I don't give a shit. You know, like, this guy has been, oh, we're helping out our neighbors. We have a good relationship with Roma. You know, they really need it.
Right.
Fuck off, you know. Fuck off.
Yeah, he is.
Show me the money and fuck off.
Yeah, I mean, this guy, I have to admit, just in terms of the characters within Serie A, the directors, if you message him, he will leak anything and everything. Everything.
The other day, when the opening of the transfer window was official, he talked to like five different broadcasters, like completely, yes, you know, like saying the same thing. He's just gonna grab that microphone and speak into it, whatever it is, whatever questions they have for him, he's gonna talk about it. And it's ridiculous. This guy is the kind of guy that if he's the father at his daughter's wedding, he can't shut up about it, you know? Like, that's, like, he is the one, he probably the priest is, like, there, standing there just in silence. He's doing all the talking, you know? And it's just, shut up, man. Shut up. We don't need to hear it. We know Fratesi is a magnificent player. But again, if I look at this transfer fee, 25 million plus 8 as a technical counterpart, that sucks. For a guy that was saying up until a few days ago that Fratesi is worth between 35 and 40 million, Carnevali, my dear, you messed up. Like, if this is the best you could have done, then I feel sorry for you. You know, like, I understand people clowning Pinto. You could clown other directors also for Milan and whatsoever. But the point is, the one who messed up in this case is Carnevali, because he talked a great deal. But if this is the final end product, sucks. Major disappointment for Sassuolo, who are losing their best player.
Welcome to Pro Tips for the Pros, brought to you by Floor & Decor Bailey's Crossroads. In this series, we'll explore essential advice for professional contractors to deliver outstanding renovation results. Let's dive in. Before starting any renovation project, take the time to plan meticulously. Assess the customer's needs, budget, and timeline to ensure a smooth and successful renovation process. Thank you for joining us for this pro tip on planning thorough renovations. Stay tuned for more expert advice brought to you by Floor & Decor Bailey's Crossroads.
A lot of people tolerate ordinary. ordinary bathrooms, kitchens, entryways. Well, not on your watch. If you're a pro, you've got a new partner in town, Floor & Decor. From tile to wood to stone, Floor & Decor has more styles and job lot quantities of Schluter, Mappe, Laetocrete, and other brands pros trust. Come see a whole new way to wow with Floor & Decor. Coming soon to Bailey's Crossroads.
100%. You know, if this was where you come out, after again, talking him up the entire season, saying, oh, well, he's wanted in the Premier League, he's wanted by every big club. I mean, to come out with this fee. And again, this is going to sound like sour grace because we are not the ones getting him. Still, I look and I say to myself, okay, well, that was it? 10 months of interviews for this? This is where you ended up? This is the grand finale, so to speak? This is where you... This is where all the chips landed inevitably. 33. This guy gave an interview a week ago. He said we would never settle for less than 40.
Yeah, yeah. And then he backtracked. He said 35, 40. You know, and that's how it is. That, you know, I think this shows you really how it all works. You know, the transfer market is all about the product that you're saying. You have to say it in a convincing fashion. It's not really even about the financial transaction. It's about the story that you're tearing behind it. And Fratesi was built into this great myth. But the problem is that the clubs that are interested in him are broke. Like that, you know, like that's the reality of the situation. You know, like all three clubs, this race was a race because nobody could go to Carnevale and say, hey, here's 40 million in cash up front. No, like even Inter now are going to have to do a loan with obligation. They don't have the money. Nobody right. has the money. Italian clubs are broke. This is how it works. So that whole narrative, the whole thing behind Fratesi is just talking. That's 90% of transfer business is talking. 10% is the actual sitting down, signing the contract, exchanging documents, thank you, goodbye. Like 90, if you think about what happened with Zaniolo, think about all those rumors, all those, you know, the leaking, all that stuff. That's 90% of that was just talking. 10% of it was actually the player sitting down and saying, you know, I'm going to go to Galatasaray and whatever, fuck it, you know. And people have to accept it, unfortunately, because once upon a time, it was easier because, you know, you'd get your Gazzetta dello Sport in the morning and then you'd have your daily dose of rumors, but then you'd have to wait 24 hours for the new edition to hit the papers and you go out there and the next morning you get your new edition and another series of rumors. Now, you're exposed to it 24/7. You know, like, you're constantly looking over your shoulder and saying, Jesus Christ, I hope Carnevale is not releasing an interview again. Oh, my God. You know, like, right. even now, right. I'm terrified. I'm terrified of having to translate two more interviews of Carnevale by the end of today. You know, if this deal gets done within the coming hours, Carnevale is out there getting drunk in public.
Right. 100%. There is something to be said that the fact that this is just going to be over, there is a benefit to that. I am very much looking forward to not having to, again, as you said, translate all of these interviews. I am looking forward not... I want to lose the mobile number of Beperiso, who, again, you want to talk about leaks. I mean, this guy, he's on a hot streak because he has a Tonali as well, and He has for the last like year or so, he's had the big dick energy, as they like to call it. Yeah, he wants everybody to know that he is the man. He is the one making moves. Who else does he have? He has Roma's Cristante, Mancini. I mean, he has a lot of clients. And he wanted to be known, but the fact that, you know, he's just been slowly, this slow drip of leaks from him, from Carnevale, from everybody. I'm ready for this to be over. So I don't know. I don't know what else to add to it. People are going to be angry. Some are going to agree with us. Some are going to be disappointed. Roma are losing out on him. But for me, the fact that they're able to finally put an end to this saga, there is something to be said for that. At least we have now the finality of things. We know how the story ends. We may not like it, but it's over. Roma are closing for Diego Llorente, though. I know that's going to get people very excited.
I'm excited.
I like him.
There's a player that wants Roma, you know?
This has been a really weird one because the deal has changed about 20 different times in the last 5 days. His agent, Jelu Rodriguez, I have talked to him again probably more than my own life.
How's your Spanish getting better?
No, in fact, I talked to him in Italian, and he responds in Spanish. I don't know. It's a very technology nowadays. I don't know. Maybe he knows Italian, or maybe he's just able to understand bits and pieces. But anyway, it was going to be a dry loan again.
Yeah, a dry loan. I know. At the beginning, it was that.
Yes. All agreed to. It was done. In fact, they had reserved his flight.
I know, already. Filippo Biafora, you know, who never posts anything unless he posted that, and then it was silence again because they went back into it.
Yes, it was Leeds who are the ones who came back and said, no, you know what, we can't close the deal like this. We can't do a dry loan. And then they threw everything out of the window. It was a brand new negotiation. To be frank, the fact it happened all within 7 to 10 days, I am surprised by. But this guy is coming back. I know this is not going to be Andy the splash, the sexy move that people wanted. But let's be very clear: when he played, he was effective. He was good. I know. Yeah. Again, having to losing out on Fratesi and then us trying to hype up
this move. No, it's going
to
hurt. Of course. Yeah. It's going to make us sound funny. But the truth is that this is one of the few players in recent memory. I mean, how many players that came in January and fit in as well as he did can you name? Like, over the years, like Al Shaarawy, Perotti, and then maybe last year, Sergio Oliveira. Although, again, there were, you know, people unhappy with that. And as soon as Roma did not activate the option, people started complaining.
You were going to say your man Clément.
No, exactly. Well, you know, no, Clément is a different beast. Clément,
which
you know,
league does he play in now? Gone to Saudi Arabia?
I'm not sure. The last I heard of him, he was playing for Mallorca. So,
Still Mallorca. Wow.
Still Mallorca. There you go. So, you know, the thing is, like, you can name maybe three players that fit in as well as Llorente did in such a brief time. And mind you, this guy got injured, like, out for a month.
Yes.
You know, and still, the fact that it's not even about him fitting in tactically, it's about him fitting in with the rest of the group. Usually, you know, you have guys who come in January and they mostly feel like Madi Camara, you know, like, what's happening? You know, is this guy alive? With Diego Llorente, you had the awareness, though, that he's on the team, he's helping out, he's got a role. People were laughing at him when he came in, you know, first of all, like, this is the Leeds United defender. I mean, who's this guy? You know, maybe played Real Madrid when he was a kid. What else has he done in his career? But the truth is that at Roma, he's shown a lot of great attributes that were needed for the final push of the season. He came in a Europa League final, did well, you know, like to have that as a defender and come in such a tight final. It's incredibly difficult. The team immediately sort of welcomed him and went after him. Like he he's played in a defense. He's played with Chris Smalling. He's played with Ibanez next to him. He's played with Gianluca Mancini. So he's very versatile. Doesn't really need anybody taking him by the hand. He's shown, you know, great poise and just Yeah, just a guy who can't handle business. And the fact that Roma are now able to get him for $5 million if he completes 50% of appearances, considering that the initial option to buy was set at $18 million.
Yes.
That's great business. That's great business. And there you get a player who, first of all, wants to play for the club and is appreciated man and manager, you know, and who allows you to have more options in the defense, given Marash Kumbula's injury. So there you're set for now, you know, and that's something that the fans should appreciate more, because again, it's easy to fall into that spiral of doom and gloom when you get the news that Fratesi hasn't renewed, and easy to dismiss these news, which are just, you know, which are good and are a positive going into next season.
Yeah, 100%. I couldn't agree more. We're going to leave it there. When we come back next time, I have a feeling there will be some concrete transfer news that we will be able to discuss. I do think now, with it being past the 1st of July, it is officially, at least from an accounting standpoint, the 2023-2024 season. So things will begin to pick up with the previous season in the books now, at least again from an accounting standpoint. Now we will see the market really heat up. And given that there are various dominoes that have to fall, once one falls and then we see things happen after that, I do think we are going to see again the market of Roma pick up in these next days. So by the time we come back next week, there will certainly be more for us to discuss. So until then, ciao.
Ciao.
A coach who knows the game can teach their team how to improve. But one who genuinely cares about each player,
you have what it takes. We got this.
Can inspire them to win. At Truist, we believe the same is true for banking. Because when you work with someone who knows a lot and cares even more, you're unstoppable. Truist, leaders in banking, unwavering in care. Start feeling unstoppable. Visit truist.com/care. Truist Bank, member FDIC, leading based on top 10 U.S. commercial bank. A musician with technical knowledge can play all the right notes. But one who cares enough to play from the heart gives music soul. At Truist, we believe the same is true for banking. Because when you work with someone who knows a lot and cares even more, you're unstoppable. Truist, leaders in banking, unwavering in care. Start feeling unstoppable. Visit truist.com/care. Truist Bank, member FDIC, leading based on top 10 U.S. commercial bank.